In the name of our loving God, amen. Our city is enjoying a moment in the spotlight, and a bit of a spotlight, thanks to Alan Levi's book, Theo of Golden. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for several months. Many of you have probably read it. For those who haven't, the book is about a kind man named Theo, who visits a town called Golden, which sounds a lot like Columbus, Georgia. Theo arrives just before Easter. He visits a coffee shop named The Chalice. He sees pencil drawings of people on the wall, and he starts buying the drawings and giving them to the people they portray, along with many other acts of kindness. Alan Levi said he wrote the book just to prove to himself that he had the stamina to do it. He was not trying to write a bestseller. He just wanted to tell a good story. But he sees the book and all the attention it has received as an opportunity to do some good. He says it is a book about kindness. He hopes the book helps people decide to be more like Theo, who in many ways acts a lot like Jesus. We could all stand to be more like Jesus. We learn about Jesus throughout the Gospels, of course, but this week narrows the focus. In the story we are enacting over these next 3 days, we see Jesus under pressure. For most of us, the difficult times in our lives are the times that reveal who we truly are. And so in his passion, I think we see Jesus most clearly. So in sermons for Holy Week and Easter season, I've decided to invite us to reflect on what it means to be like Jesus. How can we be like him? What do we see in the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus that we can emulate in our lives? And as it happens, as we just heard, on this very night, Jesus invited his disciples to do just that. It was also a night before Easter. It was a night when he took something like a chalice and offered it, saying, "This cup is my blood of the new covenant." On this night, Jesus invited the disciples and all of us to be like him. The disciples had spent a good bit of time with him before this night. They knew him well, but on this night, he surprised them. Despite their protests, he stooped down to wash their feet. Washing feet requires courage and humility on both sides. One person has to be brave and humble enough to bend down and do the work. Another has to be brave and humble enough to show their feet and let it happen. Peter said no at first, but Jesus insisted. Peter first had to let Jesus serve him so that he could be ready to serve others. And then Jesus made it clear. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Jesus said he wanted to be our example. Jesus wants us to be like him. Now, washing feet is meaningful, but it was just one part of our larger overall goal. Jesus called it his new commandment. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Love notices an issue like dirty feet. Love has the courage and humility to stoop down and help. Love corrects and instructs when necessary. Love serves even those who deny us, like Peter, or question us, like Thomas, or betray us, like Judas. The main way to be like Jesus is to love with abandon, to love everyone we can. The scene in the book has gotten a lot of attention. In the scene, Theo and another artist have a conversation about what makes good visual art. And Theo says, for anything to be good, truly good, there must be love in it. Nothing is what it's supposed to be if love is not at the core. Friends, being like Jesus is an art. It's not a science. There's not a test or a checklist. We never get it perfectly right. But when love is at the core of what we do, when love is in our minds and in our hearts, we're getting a little closer. So let us share in this symbolic act of as a sign of our desire to be like Jesus and follow his commandment of love.